Hi there, it's 2:05. I'm Mary Lynn Foster with you weekdays noon to 3.
And I'm Diane Ducey.
Oh, and that's Madonna.
All right.
Yeah, she's going to be giving us the entertainment at halftime. And here to connect with us about the halftime show and other fun Super Bowl trivial facts. The one, the only, Joe Caruso. Joe Caruso of Caruso Media. Joe worked at another radio station here back in the 80s and played a lot of Madonna.
That's right. 86 to 87.
Yeah.
In fact, it was April 1st of 86.
Okay. And it was
to
no
April 1st
April
of 87.
Okay.
1 year, I left my mark. First of all, happy birthday.
Well, thank you.
Mary
thank
Lynn,
you.
This is your present, my presence here on the mighty Connect FM. It's good to be back. Hello, Diane.
Hello.
Well, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. Now, something that you had posted on Facebook caught my eye. You said, if Madonna doesn't sing blank on Sunday, I'll feel cheated.
Right.
Yes.
And I took that question to heart.
Well, I want you to. That's why I posted.
So, well, for you, what song would that be?
You know, it's funny you should ask that because I posted that and really didn't have a specific answer myself.
Okay.
There's a lot of songs that we know she's going to do. You know, she's going to come out of the box strong.
Right.
And then what's interesting to think about is what sort of a surprise? You know, there's got to be something that she's going to do. Because that's what Madonna's all about, right? The surprise, the shock.
Right.
Now, because this is a huge audience, I don't know if it'll be shocking. In fact, she actually said there won't be any wardrobe malfunction or anything like that.
Well, you know.
Well, with the cone bra, it's hard to, have that flap open.
Cone bras, burning crucifixes. Hopefully there won't be anything like that. But,
right.
But you know she's going to do something, pull something out.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe she'll really want to tick off Lady Gaga and bring out Kesha. I mean, who knows?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, will Britney Spears make an appearance?
Yeah, that's been done.
The kiss has been done.
Right.
So what could be left? I don't even know who this Minaj woman. Who is
Nicki
she?
Nicki Minaj.
Yeah. I don't know anything about her. I saw that she has quite the expectations when she's touring. She's got quite the, what do you call that when the celebrities have all these demands?
Right.
That's a rider.
Yeah. She's, temperature, like bottled water has to be a certain kind at a certain temperature.
Okay.
You got
to
have.
Well, a lot of times they do that, Mary Lynn and Diane, to make sure that the contract is red. For instance, Van Halen used to demand that there were no, I can't remember what the color was,
blue M&M.
M&Ms.
Mm-hmm.
And they did that to make sure that the contract was red. If they walked into their dressing room and they saw that instruction wasn't followed, then they would, know that there were other things that probably weren't followed as well. So anyway.
Oh, okay.
Well,
all
one
right.
thing I've heard is that LMFAO is in the in Indy, and they're doing some other shows in the Super Bowl Village, and they're known for that party rocking in the house tonight.
Oh,
listen to you.
Have a good time.
Yeah.
So that one will probably be part of her show.
Okay.
Party rock anthem. That is such a great song.
Maybe
in fact, you know what? That was the song of last year.
Yeah.
It was.
Well, I wonder
really
if they could do some kind of a mashup with that between that and Vogue or that and Express Yourself.
Yep.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
That would be fun. All right, so here's a couple of the songs that I want to hear.
Okay.
This one, they're all up-tempo. They're great party songs.
Yeah.
She can't pull out a ballad like Take a Bow or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
no.
How about this? See if you guys recognize this. If I can get it to play here. Here we go. As good as that's going to sound.
Oh, name that tune. Name that tune. I know that song. What is that tune?
That's Causing a Commotion.
A Commotion.
What a great song.
It really is. Just a great, stomping around the stage song and jumping around.
You really did jock in the 80s, huh?
That's right.
That's
all right, here we go.
Okay.
This is a song from the True Blue album, which I actually went down to a record shop and purchased in Champaign.
Okay.
And this song was
Exile
never released.
Main, they're still here.
I think that's the one, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, this song was never released as a single, but it was one of the best songs on the album. Here we go. Okay, what do you think?
Golly.
I'm stumped.
That's called Where's the Party?
Where's the Party?
Which I think would be apropos considering considering the event. Where's the Party? Great song. Find it on YouTube today and jam out.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll take a quick break and we'll have some more Madonna fun here. I've got to, I want to answer your question as well. If Madonna doesn't sing blank on Sunday, I'll feel cheated. So I've got a couple I'll throw out there. And if you have some, 359 call, 217-359-2255. It is 211 on Connect FM. 93.5, 95.3 Connect FM. It is 212. Hi there, I'm Mary Lynn.
I'm Diane Ducey.
Joe Caruso with Caruso Media is here with us. Joe, longtime radio guys, used to live right here in Champaign-Urbana.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the 80s when Madonna was super popular. And so we've been talking about Madonna and the Super Bowl show. And, oh, and see, Joe, we should all congratulate him. Just recently became a daddy.
Can you hear my daughter's in the background? She's wanting her pacifier here.
Aww. You woke her up, but you caused a commotion by playing some Madonna music.
Yeah, or she's not a Madonna fan. One of the two.
One of the two. So we're answering the question, if Madonna doesn't sing blank on Sunday, I'll feel cheated. And you threw out a couple of ones. The one that I don't recall is Let's Have a Party, right? Or Where's the Party?
Where's the Party? Come on.
Causing a commotion. One of my all-time favorites, and I'll feel cheated if she doesn't do it, and I'm sure she will do it, but if she doesn't do this one, I will be very upset. And that's you know what I'm talking about. I love Like a Prayer, especially at the end. It gets all kind of like gospelish and everything.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I mean, I know that the song itself caused a lot of controversy. I wasn't really too concerned about anything like that. I just loved the groove and I loved it. And so if she doesn't do that, I'm going to feel cheated.
Okay. How about you, Diane?
Yeah. I like Holiday, and I know we played that coming into this segment. That's always been one of my favorites.
How about? Oh, hang on. I gotta stop that one. All right, how about this one? How about this is a good one, an oldie but goodie.
Papa, don't preach.
Well, now, and Joe, am I correct? Isn't she dedicating her performance to her dad?
I think I caught a little bit of her press conference. I think she may have mentioned that.
Well,
you told me that.
You know, she's from the Midwest. Where in the Midwest?
In Michigan.
Detroit.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she said that she's dedicating it to her dad because of the Midwestern values that he gave her, that growing up in the Midwest, she learned how to be a hard worker, and that's always just given her the work ethic that she has.
Right.
So,
God love her. The Midwestern work ethic.
Well, there you go. Now, another one that I will be disappointed if she does not do is this one, because there's something about this song that I just fell in love with as soon as I heard it.
Okay.
You know,
La Island Bonita.
It's kind of a sexy song.
Yes, it is.
I mean, she's got so many of them.
She does.
Joe, you and I were talking as far as the slower songs, Live to Tell.
Yeah, that's a great song.
We probably won't hear that one.
No,
you know, it's interesting, all these great songs, but Madonna doesn't want to be known as, just an artist, kind of a throwback artist. So, you know, she's going to mix in some of the newer stuff that we may not know necessarily, but is still fun.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, I happen to have one here.
Okay.
This song is called Celebration. Not really a big hit, but still would be a great song to do for obvious reasons. Check out a little clip of this.
Okay. I like it. Yeah,
awesome. Yeah, it has that modern sound to it. There's going to be a lot of lights. I don't know if you saw the dance floor already. TMZ leaked a shot of the lighted dance floor, and
does it say Vogue on the stage? Gary O'Brien was in telling us that said like Vogue is a part of the stage.
Really? I didn't see that. I just know that it's all lights, and you can put any kind of image you want on the stage, so maybe that's part of that.
Now, Joe, you did a little review of all of the halftime shows, correct?
Yeah, another question I asked on my Facebook was, what was the best/worst Super Bowl performance? So I kind of went back and mentioned, you know, The Who, Bruce Springsteen, mm-hmm. Tom Petty, Prince, The Rolling Stones, Paul McCartney. and, of course, the Black Eyed Peas, which I don't even want to mention. But, yeah, I went back and I watched all of those halftime shows to see which one I thought was the best.
Right.
And I decided it was Bruce Springsteen. It was just the perfect, I don't know how to describe it, lightning in a bottle. It was a celebration of life. Bruce came out with so much energy, told the world to step away from the guacamole dip, put down the chicken fingers, and, you know, here comes the power of the E Street Band, and went out there and tore it up.
Well, that was, you know, that was a good show. You know, I've never been a huge, huge Bruce fan, so for me, when I think back to all of the ones that I've watched, Prince really stood out for me.
Yeah.
I really, really loved that halftime show. I mean, the Rolling Stones were good. Don't get me wrong. I thought they were good, but...
See, I thought they were stiff. The strolling bones.
Right. Hang on a second, Joe. We've got another radio gal here, Joni. How are you, Joni?
I am loving this segment. Madonna's my all-time favorite, so I am just taking a trip down memory lane.
Okay, so what song do you... If Madonna doesn't sing blank on Sunday, you're going to feel cheated.
I love music.
Oh, yeah.
DJ, turn the record on.
Oh, yeah.
eBay. That one is a must. I'm such an early Madonna fan, like, you know, Like a Virgin. And,
right.
And Like a Prayer and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm. How about Into the Groove?
Oh,
I mean, that was one of the greatest Madonna songs, so well produced.
It was during
her heyday. I'd love to hear that, too.
Yeah, well, and we can dance. We can dance if you want to. So that's got to somehow, even if that isn't, even if just that part isn't somehow worked in there, that would be, and there's so much she can do.
Right.
It's incredible. All right, so Joni, we're going to be enjoying, and give us a call on Monday, because we'll be critiquing the performance.
Mm-hmm.
No problem. I have Holidays on there, too,
because
that's my karaoke song.
Okay. You want to give us a little?
Holiday?
Yeah.
Want me to sing it?
Yeah, go for it. It's your Madonna moment.
Holiday. Celebrate. Yeah, that's my favorite.
Nice. Okay, nicely done. You were on key. I could never do that. That was very incredible. All right. Hey, Joni, thanks a lot.
Thanks. Have a great day.
Bye, Joni.
Bye.
Say hi to Chachi for us. Okay, who's next?
Wait, but I'm ping. Wait, I don't have any drums in here, so all I can do is ding you.
All right.
So, what are your plans for the Super Bowl? You got a new baby, so you're probably gonna just hang out at home and eat some.
Yes, that's right. Couch potato. Watch the game. You know, there's so much happening, not only the commercials. Did you guys see the Ferris Bueller take off?
Which is
fantastic.
Yeah.
The full version. Now, we're only going to see the 60. What you saw online was, I think, a minute 30. For obvious reasons, they're only going to show the 60.
Well,
What
do you say? I'll have your people call my people, and why don't we talk commercials on Monday?
Let's do it. I'll be here.
All right. Fantastic. Well, thanks so much. It was fun going down memory lane with Madonna. And it'll be interesting. We'll have lots to say on Monday, right?
Thank you. Happy birthday again.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks for being
on
with us, Joe.
I'll talk to you guys later.
All right. Bye-bye.